Okay, we are up to Tehillim, Perek, Lamed Zayin, a Perek that goes through the entire Aleph Beis, somewhat of a lengthy Perek, but this Perek is basically David HaMelech saying, talking to the Tzaddik. This Perek is not talking to Hashem, talking to the Tzaddik and saying, have faith that the Tzaddik is going to win in the end, and don't be fooled by the Rishayim and by those that seem to be having Rasha V'Tovlo. In the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it all worked out. The Rishayim are going to be punished. The Tzaddikim are going to be rewarded. So this is all a parak giving chizik to those that might look around the world and be jealous and be thinking about, wouldn't life be better if? But that's not what life is about. If you look in the Das Mikra, in the Sikkum of this Perek, he says, it reminds us of Sefer Eov, this Perek, right, where it talks about the Tzadik Varala, Rasha V'Tovlo, but he says that there's a big difference between the two. Yesh Hefresh Gadol Ben HaMatzav HaMetur Sefer Eov, or Ben HaMatzav HaMetur Ben Mizmar Zed, there's a big difference. Eov is Me'une B'dei Shemayim. Eov is suffering from Hashem. V'Habayah Omedes Lefanav, and his philosophical problem is, Im Yisurav Ba'u Lo Ka'onesh Al Chatosav, are my Yisurin coming as a punishment for my sins? V'Lukan, here, that's not the philosophical problem. Philosophical problem is, why do Rishayim seem to have a good life? B'Mizmar Hadvar Mechuvanim El HaTzadikim, Sha'ar Rishayim Rodfim Osam, and the Rishayim are chasing after them, U'Mevakshim L'Hamisam, V'Mizmar Pone El HaTzadikim, U'Me'odedam, Shelo Yisyashu, right? Don't give up hope, don't have Yeyosh, V'Yaf Lo Yispatu, La'asos K'mais HaRishayim, and don't be seduced and tricked to do like the Rishayim, El Yischazku B'Tikvasam, U'Bitchonam B'Hashem, but be Melchazik, In your tikva, Shuasil Lo Shivim Heir, Hashem is going to save you. And that's the message of this parak, that don't be fooled, jealous, justice will be served, just have patience, recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge and will take care of everything. So Ledovin says the parak, Al Tischar Bamreim, do not be jealous. Tischar, the Mesudas Sion says, Inyan Hadimua Vahis Arev, don't be connected to and try to be involved with Bamreim, with those who do evil. Al Tekani Bose Avla, don't be jealous of those who do evil. Ki kechotzir mehera yimalu, very quickly, like a some grass, they'll be cut down. Ukiyarek desha yibolun, kiyarek desha, like a little bit of a yarek, the Malbim says, type of yarek that falls and dies very quickly. They're going to be here today, gone tomorrow. The Gemara says only, you know, kinna in spiritual matters, that is something that you could have. Kinna so from Tar B'Chachma, the Gemara darshins that in Maseches Baba Basra. But other than that, kinna should be stayed away from. Lo sachmod. Lo sachmod is in the Aseres HaDibros. We're not supposed to be jealous of anybody else's lot, even if it seems like on the outside, or even if right now their lot is high up and there's mazel, but we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything worked out. B'tach B'Hashem va'asei tov. Right, bitach, have a bitachon in Hashem and do good. Shchon aretz urei emuna. Shchon aretz, be involved in the world. Urei emuna, and shepherd, so to speak, lead your life with emuna. There's a gorgeous radak on this pasuk, where the radak says this pasuk is alluding to us that you serve Hashem. You will have to serve Hashem properly with one's heart, with one's hands, and with one's mouth. And we'll go through, B'tach B'Hashem, we'll see, is with the heart. Va'asei Tov is with one's hands. Shchon Ba'aretz is with one's dibur. Where does he say that? So let's see the Radak. The Radak says, V'amar B'pasek Shalosh Tchunos Ha'adam B'tovu Bura. Three Midos, Tovos. V'heim Alev V'hayad V'apeh. B'tach B'Hashem Va'asei Tov. Have B'tachon and do good. Hi Avoda Halev. Right, as betach b'Hashem, have betachon. The root is the lev. Sheyiftach b'Hashem b'chol libo. V'yavin ki hu azo ha'uzer v'hamachshil. Hashem is the one that helps and the one that causes to stumble. Lo b'mereim v'osei avla. Sheim botchem ki im boshram v'kocham. They, the Rishayim, just focus and have trust in their riches and their strength. But va'asei tov. Right, hu ma'isa hayad. Va'asei tov. Betach b'Hashem. That's in the heart. Va'asei tov. Do the mitzvahs. And then shchon ba'aretz, live in the land. What does that mean? Teach. Shchon ba'aretz, live in the land, teach the land. Like Avram did wherever he went. V'malamed b'nei Adam hu ro'eh otam. And whoever teaches is shepherding. V'zeh, here's the important lashon of the Radak, right here, hidden away in Tehillim Lamed Zayin. V'zeh ikar avodas hakel bepeh. Why do we have the power of speech? Ki mashet sarach la'atzmo v'avodas hakel yisbarach. What we have to do, how do I perfect myself in Avodas Hashem? Bipeh, kamo yichad Hashem, vatfilus, vatushbachos, how I could praise Hashem and daven. Ikarmu believe, the ikar is believe. Vafila lo yotzi'ein bipiv, yasi chavaso. Even just thinking it, I'm yotzei. Avolima la'achirim, lo yitachei zulasi bipeh. But teaching others is not possible unless one does it with one's mouth. And that's the job of Shchan Aretz. So that's the Bradak right here. B'tach B'Hashem, that's the Lev. Vasi Tov is the Yad, is the action. And Shchan Aretz is the Dibur. And then the Pasuk continues. V'his anag al Hashem. Enjoy. Have oneg with Hashem. V'yitein l'cha mishal slivecha. And he'll give you all that you ask for. Again, one might remember the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, where the Gemara talks about Oneg Shabbos. The Gemara says there, Kol hama'aneg es ha-Shabbos, nosnin lo, mishalos libo. Whoever is ma'aneg Shabbos, he will get mishalos libo, right? Oneg, Shemar, and the Pasuk is, of course, our Pasuk, v'his aneg al Hashem, v'his aneg li'iten l'cha mishalos libecha. Right, it's connecting to this Pasuk of Oneg, v'his anag, connected to the Pasuk in Yishayahu of Oneg Shabbos. And the Gemara says there, Oneg zeini odia mahu, I don't know what Oneg there means, k'shu omer v'karasa l'shabbos, Oneg, havi omer, ze Oneg Shabbos. So Oneg here is connected to Oneg Shabbos, we connect the two words, b'mema ango, and the Gemara quotes the different Amoron that prepared physical delicacies on Shabbos. There's a Sipur Nifla, it's quoted here in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav, and there's a lot more about Oneg Shabbos, but we'll leave that for now. Kamotzi Shalal Rav here quotes a story from the Beis Halevi, that the Beis Halevi, it's quoted here from Rav Si Pesach Frank, that one time, it was Shabbos, and one of the Balabatim from Bris came into the Beis Halevi, and he had a tsar gadol on his face. He said that his daughter is having a baby, 3 days, she's already in tar labor, the doctors say she's in Besakana Gadola. So the Rav, I came here for, daven for her. And all of a sudden the Beis Halevi turns to him and says, did you make Kiddush yet? He says, oh, no, I didn't make Kiddush yet. Me rov tsari lo idi mesugal. I can't. Imkach, says the Rav, says, so you didn't make Kiddush yet? So first make Kiddush, and then do the Tilas Shadayim, and then we'll eat. So the man was very perturbed and surprised. What do you mean? And he's marich him, and he's enjoying his meal with him, and at the end of the meal, he says to his guest, Nut, did you enjoy? He says, yes, I enjoy. I enjoyed it. So the Rav basically says, okay, go find out how your daughter is. And they found out how the daughter is. Mazel tov, she had a baby. Says, what happened? What was that for? So Beis Halevi says, our pasuk, v'sanik al Hashem, v'yitim l'cha mishalos libecha. I caused you to have oneg, and then in that way, you could have mishalos libecha answered, and that is what happened. Good. Continuing the pasuk. Gol al Hashem darkecha. Gol. Gol is to, literally to roll. But to rely on, gol al Hashem darkecha, roll on Hashem your derech, uvetach alav, hu yaseh. Just put everything on Hashem and have bitachon in him, v'hu yaseh, and he will take care of you. So again, the Kabotzi Shel HaRav here quotes from Rav Chaim Yevolozhin, a goal, he says, the difference between something that is square and something that is round, let's say you're schlepping and carrying a big load, if it's square, you got to carry it on your shoulders. If it's round like a barrel, you can just give it a push and roll it. So he says, that's what's Merumah is here. Gol al Hashem, with bitachon, just at the start, just lean on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it'll roll. And then v'hu yaseh, he'll do the rest. V'hotzi ka'or mitzidkecham, up to, we're still in the Gimel. V'mishpatecha batzakatzarayim, Hashem will bring out, like light, your tzedek, talking to the tzedek. Dom Hashem v'hischolelo. Dom Hashem, hope to Hashem. Dom Hashem. It says the Mesudas David, Kavei Lashem v'tochelo, put your hope in him, v'tischolo, al tischar b'masleir darko. Do not compete and try to be like those that might be successful presently. Be'ish osem mezimos, where a man who is a scheming, heref me'af, go away from af, va'azov chema, and leave anger. Machlokas Rishonim, in the Mefarshim, right here on the page, who's af are we talking about? Who's af? So Rashi says, heref me'af, don't do Averis, so you stay away from the af of Hashem. Heref me'af. So weaken from af, meaning do mitzvah, so Hashem doesn't get angry. If you look in the Radak here, and in the Parsha Pshat, maybe what the Rambam would say is like, no, you stay away from angry. Heref me'af, Al Rashi, Radak says, Al Tizaf Al Hashem, Imo Yikonu Drachecha Kechavsecha. Don't be angry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Hazim Yav, as the Rambam says, Nochas Deus, right? One of the two exceptions to the rule of the Shvil Hazov, where you have to go to the extreme, is Kas and Gaiva. Right? Stay away. Heref Me'af, Azov Chema, Al Tizchar Ach Lahareya. Do not be jealous of them who they just want to do evil. Ki Mireyim Yikare Sun, because believe me, says David HaMelech to the Tzadikim, those that do evil, will be cut down. V'kovei Hashem, hema yirshu eres. Those that hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will inherit the land. V'od ma'at ve'ein rasha. David HaMelech says a little bit, meaning remember, Hashem is beyond time. So for us, it might seem like a long time, but really, v'od ma'at ve'ein rasha. The rasha is not going to be around. V'od ma'at, maybe right in the next world. V'zbonanta al makomo ve'einenu. But think about his spot. You'll think about his spot. You'll look at his spot soon. The Einanu won't be there. Va'anavim, Yirshu Aretz, v'his'angu arov shalom. Va'anavim, the humble, the meek, will be on top of the world, and they'll have oneg arov shalom. Zomim Rasha latzadik, v'chorek alav shinov. Again, back and forth with the Rasha and the tzadik. Zomim Rasha latzadik, the Rasha plans out to cause the tzadik to stumble and grinds his teeth into him. Hashem yischaklo. Hashem is already, even in the middle of the beginning of his plans, he's already thinking about what he's going to do to Russia. Ki rak yavo yomo. Hashem sees that the Russia's day will come. Cheref paschu Risham, the Risham open up their swords. The Radak says maybe this means that they sharpen their swords, they open their swords, but v'darchu kashtam lahapil ani, and they shoot the arrow to cause the ani to fall, ve'evyon, l'tvoach yishrei derech, to slaughter yishrei derech. But says Hashem, charbam, Tavo Beliba. Their sword that they think is going to be used for others is going to go on them. Right? Like Haman, we know, the tree that he built, and like the Mitzrayim, Kiva Dovar Asher Zadu Aleim, and the uncle is on that pasuk. What they wanted to do happened to them. They wanted to throw the boys into the river. They got drowned. So Charbam Tavo Beliba. V'kash Totam Tishavarna. Their bows will be broken. And then David says, Tov Ma'at Latzadik Mehamon Risha'im Rabim. Great. One might say this means the tzaddikim are less than the rishayim. There's less than them, but it's still good. Or one says it's the attitude. A tzaddik is happy with a little bit. Tov ma'at la tzaddik me hamon rishayim rabim. From the hamon of the rishayim, still it's the ma'at that a tzaddik has, you know, is better for them. Right? That's the Klei Yakar makes note of this among the other Bali Musar. The Klei Yakar makes note of this in Parshas Vayishlach. Right? When Esav says Vayomer Esav. Yeshli Rav. What did Yaakov say? Ki chanani elokim v'chi yeshli kol. I have everything. Why? Says the Klei Yakar. Lefisha rishayim aval bishi yeshlem kol kesef esav sheba olam. Even though they have all the money in the world, mikom makom nir lahem shadayim him chaserim. It appears to them that I'm still missing. Ki yeshlem rav aval lo kol tzarchem. Lakach amar esav yeshli rav. Avalokal. He didn't say kol. He will always be missing. Yesh biyado manim is avala matayim. Vatzadikim, the opposite. Behefech ze. Ki afilu im yesh ma'at biyadam, he mistapkin bo usmechem echalkam. Amat, yeshli kol, Yaakov yeshli kol, whatever it is. Vinira ki'ilu yeshlem kol. Kamo shakasa, because the pasuk in Koheles. Gam kal adam asher nasan lo alokim osher unachasim ishlito lechal bimenu, zumatas alokim hu. And then it says, Ish asher yitein lo elokim osher nachas v'kavod ve'inenu chaser l'nafsho mikol asher yisaveh v'lo yeshli tenu alim lachom imenu v'chol. And it continues, that's what it's about. Yeshli rav, yeshli kol. It's all about the attitude, right? And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says also on the beginning of Pirkei Avos, where it says, v'avishose bitzame estivrehem, right? We have to drink thirstily the words of the Rabbanon. What does it mean, thirstily, that pasuk? You always have to be thirsty for it, as if we don't have enough. But when it comes to ruchnius, because whatever you don't have enough of, you're thirsty for. Mishu saveya midivrei Torah ve'in chefso bahem afilu omrim lo komagolias b'Torah tavus osam nafsho v'harav lahem u'misavel l'shama afilu omrim lo davar b'lo tam yimtak b'fiyuv yisbach bo shiodeshu emes acher sharabo amra. We should always be yeshli rav and not kol when it comes to ruchnius. When it comes to Gashmias, we have to have Yeshli Kol. And that's David HaMelech here. Tov Ma'al Tzadik, a little bit. Kizroos Rishon Tishavarno, because again, Hashem's going to break the arms of the Rishon. V'somech Tzadikim Hashem, he's going to support the Tzadikim. Yodei Hashem Yidmei Tamimim. Hashem knows the days of the Tamimim. Nachalasam Lo'olam Tiyeh, they'll get the Nachla. Right, this is the first, this pasuk is quoted, the first line of the Medrash in Chayasara. On the beginning of Chayesara, the Medrash Rabba opens on Chayesara. Vayu Chayesara Me'ashana, quotes our pasuk. Yodea Hashem Yimei Tamimim, V'nachalasam La'olam Tiyeh. Kishem Shehein Tamimim, Kach Shenosam Tamimim. Just like they are complete, so too their years are complete. Look in the Be'er Yosef, the first piece of Chayesara. He talks about this Medrash. What the message of the Medrash is, that Yasara filled all of her days, all of her years and days with tmimus, with completeness. Right, and that's the paskuf, kabascha, fechulu. But this pasuk is quoted in that context in the medrash. Lo yevoshu pasuk yutes. Lo yevoshu be'es ra'a ubimei ra'avon yisbo. They will not be embarrassed at a time of ra'a ubimei ra'avon yisbo. Ki rasham yovedu. The rasham are going to be lost. David is going to be chizik. Va'oyvei Hashem. The enemies of God, kikar kalim, they will be like fattened oxen. What does that mean? So the Mitzvot David says, before you shecht, you fatten it. So that's where the Rishon are getting all of their good and all of mazeh. Lo ver rasha velo yishalem, v'tzadik chonim v'nosein. So this is a pasuk that's used in the Gemara about it's not good to be a love. Lo ver rasha velo yishalem, but the pashup shot in the context is that a rasha borrows money and he has no intention of paying back. No intention about paying back. A tzaddik, chonim v'nosein. A tzaddik is always giving money to other people. Chonim, says the Radak. Chonim l'bnei adam v'nosein l'mishalo. Of course he pays back. A love, a rasha is love, and he doesn't pay. He for sure doesn't pay, give anything. And the tzaddik gives on his own, and for sure pays back what he needs to pay. If you look in the Rav Hirsch here, this Rav Hirsch is worth it to learn this parak just for this Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says, Hashem gives us things in life on loan. Everything that we have in life is on loan. Says the Rav Hirsch right here on the pasuk. We must view whatever we receive from this world only as a loan. This loan is granted to us to help us strive for and bring about those goals. The more we get, the more we have a loan, the more we have to pay back. By means of which we advance the welfare of God's world in accordance with his will as revealed to us in his law. No one exists solely for himself. And the greater the loan he has been granted, the greater his obligation and the sum total of achievement that may be expected of him in return. The Russia. With every breath he takes, he becomes more deeply indebted to the world. And the greater the wealth and pleasures he has borrowed from the inventory of the world, the greater the bankruptcy which will be charged to him when one day he will depart this life. The tzaddik is the opposite. The tzaddik gives so much to the world kind of owes him. It is the world that owes him a debt of gratitude. And the fewer the goods and pleasures he has received from the world, and this psalm deals with such a person as opposed to the Russia, the more does the world owe to him. And he continues, and talks about that relationship. That's Lova, Russia, Velo Yishalim, Vitzadeh Chonim, Vachor. Kimuvah Rachav Yershu Aretz, those that bless him, Hashem, will Yarshin the land, and Mukul Alavi Karesu, those that curse him will be cut off. May Hashem Mitzadeh Gaveh, the Baal Shem Tov likes to quote this pasuk. Hashem is really in charge. We think we have Bechira Chavshis, but really Hashem is the larger guiding hand of history. May Hashem Mitzadeh Gaveh, Konanu, from Hashem, the steps of a man are set. V'darko yachpatz. Even though he's able to do his own derech, he's able to do what he wants. But really, Hashem is the guider behind the scenes. Ki yipo lo yutal. And if a tzaddik falls, he won't be totally broken. Ki Hashem somech yado. And then we have nar hayisi gam zakanti. V'lo reisi tzaddik ne'azav. When I was young, when I was old, I never saw a tzaddik that was ne'azav. V'zar mavakesh lochem. And his seed asking for bread. Ask Rabbi Sachs, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs in his Haggadah, he says, what do you mean there are many tzaddikim and poor people that have to go begging? So he says, Ra'isi has different meanings. Ra'isi doesn't just mean see. I didn't see. Ra'isi is like, he quotes from the pasuk in the Megillah. The pasuk in the Megillah says, Echacha uchal v'ra'isi, right, ba'avon moladati. Seeing is seeing without doing anything. What this though, David HaMelech is saying is I never saw a tzaddik that I didn't help out and make the situation better. Translated thus, the verse means, says Rabbi Sachs, I was young and now I'm old and I have not merely stood still and watched when the righteous was forsaken and his children forced to beg for bread. Read it this way, not only does it make sense, it also emerges in the core of Jewish sensibility. It ends the grace after meals with a moral commitment. Yes, we have eaten and are satisfied, but that has not made us indifferent to the needs of others. I need to make sure that everybody has lechem. Continuing, Sur Meirav Ase Tov, says the Radak, Sur Meirav are all the los ases, Ase Tov are all the ases, Ushchon La'olam. And then you'll live, and the psukim continue, Ki Hashem Oev Mishpah V'lo Yazov Es Chasidav, Hashem will never leave those who are righteous, Lo'olam nishmaru, v'zera rishaim nechras. Over and over again, the tzaddikim will be taken by Hashem and the rishaim will be destroyed. Tzaddikim yirshu'or z'vishkenu la'ad e'oleha. They'll be forever. Ki pi tzaddik yega chachma. The tzaddik always speaks chachma, lo'shono t'taber mishpat. He's always righteous. Torah selukah b'libo lo'siman ashurav. He will not falter. And the Rasha obviously is the opposite. Sofer Rasha la tzaddik u'mevakesh la'amiso. The Rasha is always looking to the tzaddik to try to trip him up. The Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah on page Mem Gimel says it's like he's like a guard who's always looking, staying, waiting till there's vulnerability. The Yetzirah just stays there. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, says that this pasuk is referring to the Yetzirah. He stays, he doesn't give up. He's on guard duty 24/7, waiting for us to have some type of vulnerability. Hashem lo yizvenu biyado, but Hashem will not leave him. If you help, Hashem will. If you try, Hashem will help you out. Lo yashienu b'yishavto. Kaveh al Hashem, mushmar darko. Hope and guard. B'yomimcha l'reshes aretz. Hashem will lift you up. Skipping now. Shmar tam u'rei yashar. The pasuk says, Lamed Zayin. Right, guard. Shmar, guard the tam u'rei yashar. See straightness. Ki achris l'ishalom. There might not be a rachis right now. You might see the tzaddik not succeeding, but achris l'ishalom. It's all going to be come out for the tzaddik. And finishing up the parak, again, I wouldn't read every pasuk. Uchuas tzaddikim me'Hashem ma'uzam be'tzara. Hashem is the salvation of the for the tzaddik. Vayazrim Hashem, vayafaltim, yafaltim mirsham. He escapes, he helps. The Radak says it's emphasizing again and again, so a person should not think and be convinced and tricked by the hatzlachas rishayim, but rather realize that Hashem has a divine plan and there will be ultimate mishpat in the future, if not now. That is Parak Lamed Zayin.